Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for June 15th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, thank you again for being blessed. Giving us the wisdom and the care to visit Jefferson County. Ask for your favor in this storm. Bless each and every elected official, their family, and all the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask these blessings.
Amen.
Pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Weaver is absent today. I know he'd rather be here since he's chaperoning a Nederland senior high school trip, so we wish him well in that endeavor. We'll begin our agenda under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container service for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for on-call court reporting and transcription for Jefferson County with Jan DeRoyd and Associates for a second additional one-year renewal from August 10, 2015 to August 9, 2016. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with Fire Troll Protection Systems, Inc. for a third additional one-year renewal from June 30th, 2015 to June 29th, 2016. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment for a term contract for cafeteria services for Jefferson County Courthouse and a term contract for temporary canteen meal catering disaster emergency for Jefferson County, and will assign the continuation of services under each of these term contracts to Collins Kitchen as its business has entered into an asset purchase agreement with John Paul's Food Service. Item E is to execute, receive, and file change order number 6 for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Community Development Block Grant Program, Cheek Phase 4 with T. Johnson Industries for a decrease in the amount of $4,206.25. For the decrease of one short side sanitary sewer low pressure service line from Force Main, including valve box, tap fittings, and valves, and 64.7454 tons of 610 rock for driveways, bringing the contract total down from $129,044 to $124,837.75. Item F is to execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for the rebid of the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Grinder Pumps Installation for Cheek Phase 4 with T. Johnson Industries for an increase in the amount of $10,687.25 for the addition of 2 grinder pump stations and electrical installation, the abandonment of 3 existing septic systems, addition of 655 linear feet of sanitary sewer service line, and the installation of 50 linear feet of 4-inch PVC for additional lines, bringing the total contract from $73,475 to $84,162.25. Item G is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A4 by donating it to Goodwill. Item H is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
To me, as you know, I had a little concern, and that is the legality and the ability for us to do this without going out for bid, and if Kathleen has to add anything, I'd appreciate it.
Not respect the current contract and those terms, you have the right to
Any other discussion on any other item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider and approve budget transfer for Crime Lab for additional costs for parts for two gas chromatograph mass spectrometers in the amount of $1,500. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 408-396 through 408-643. We have a motion on that, those items. Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, one item A is to consider and approve Carolyn Guidry and Teresa Goodness attendance at the All Minim User Group Conference in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on September 27th through October 1st of this year. The conference is hosted by the vendor Thomson Reuters of the imaging system used by the county clerk's office, and this conference is budgeted for the fiscal year, and we did get the questions answered on the unavailability of this training in state. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on, I'm going to take an item under County Commissioners out of order. Item B is conduct a public hearing in relation to the setting up of the Phillips 66 reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.204 of the Texas Tax Code. But this time I'll open up the hearing. If anybody wishes to speak to the establishment of a reinvestment zone relating to Phillips 66's proposed improvements in Jefferson County. There being none, I'll close the public hearing. Go on to County Commissioners. Item A is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file an assignment of a contract between Jefferson County, Texas and John Paul's Food Service to Lawrence and Mary Kirkendall, DBA Collins Kitchen for operation of the Courthouse Cafe.
That was
okay. We'll omit item A. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an order to establish the Phillips 66 reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.204 of the Texas Tax Code. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the designation of resignation of Dr. Russ Schultz from the Jefferson County Tourism Commission Board due to his retirement and relocation to another city in Texas, effective June 30th. Item D is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the appointment of Mr. Rodney Ames to the Jefferson County Tourism Commission Board effective July 1st, 2015. Item E is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a waterline easement between Jefferson County, Texas and City of Beaumont to convey two 10-foot wide exclusive waterline easements to the City of Beaumont. Do we have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? Correct. This for water lines to the sports facility at the Ford Park. Any other discussion? Oh.
I'd say, Judge, Dr. Schultz is not here, but I did want to publicly recognize him for his service to the Jefferson County Tourism Board for the public record and let him know how much we do appreciate his efforts in that regard. And the appointment of Mr. Rodney Ames, I think, will be a good addition to the commission, and I'm sure he will be very excited to work with that group and ensure that they continue to do a great job as they have in the past. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for May 2015, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. I have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under juvenile probation, item A is to receive and file the proposed juvenile probation department fiscal year 2016 budget in accordance with local government code section 140.004. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Mr. Cockrell, the issues you're having with the roof out there, is it in this budget?
Yes.
It is in this budget. Okay, thank you.
All right. Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. That completes our regular agenda. I don't see Ms. Goodness here today, but I did want to note that the Jefferson County Historical Commission, I've been notified by letter from the Texas Historical Commission, is a recipient of a Distinguished Service Award that honors the Commissioner's Court's appointees to the Jefferson County Historical Commission's dedication and hard work during 2014. Because of their successful preservation programs that promote the history and character of Texas. And they send their appreciation to Commissioner's Courts for supporting the Historical Commission, but they are very hard workers. We're very appreciative of their efforts on behalf of all the citizens of Jefferson County. And so I want to give this certificate to you to bring to Ms. Goodness, if you don't mind, Ms. Guidry.
Judge, I think you'd be remiss if you don't mention that we have put forward the lease for that Cal Price facility.
Yes. We have Ms. Cynthia Trigg here in the audience today from Dallas, who's the president of the Evolution Academy, and they're looking at the, we're working on the lease of the Al Price facility to be a charter school for at-risk youth. And we look forward to working with you. Thank you for being here today, Ms. Trigg. And lastly, I want to note that everybody's been watching the news, and we've been in constant contact on weather calls and with both the National Weather Service and the State Operations Center. As many of you know, there's a big storm that's moving in from the Yucatan Peninsula over the Gulf of Mexico. They give it an 80% chance of developing into a tropical depression or a tropical storm before it reaches the coast of Texas, either later tonight or in the wee hours of tomorrow morning. Most of the local impacts that they're forecasting are gonna be heavy rains and higher tides, but there's also a smaller chance that tornadoes can be spawned around the northeast corner of the center of this storm. When they went out on the weather plane this morning to take a look, they weren't seeing real formation of an eye. They're gonna be going out again. We're gonna have another phone call at 4 p.m. today. So we're going to have a flash flood watch in effect, and I'm not sure how to couch this. If they mean 2 to 4 inches of rain, it is expected in the earlier call this morning in our area with 7 to 10 inches from Houston over to the I-35 corridor. In the later phone call, they said that we could locally in southeast Texas expect 5 to 10 inches of rain. So those are varying pretty widely. They're going to have a coastal flood advisory that's going to be in effect. There will be higher than normal tides to the tune of about 2.5 feet. The winds are going to be strongest along and south of the I-10 corridor, and they could be in the 30 to 40 mile per hour range with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. I know that a lot of people in southeast Texas like to head to the beach when the tides get high and the waters get rough. They like to go down there and surf fish. They're going to be extremely strong rip tides, so we urge all the citizens of Jefferson County to remain away from the beach waters at this time because of the danger from the tidal influences spawned by this storm system. So let your friends and neighbors know you can be expecting it to be wet around here.
Also, Judge, I want to make the rural citizens know we have sandbags and sand available. They need to bag their own sand, but they're welcome to.
Is that at the service center on Highway 73?
And Jade, 73 and Jade, and we can transport some out to Hampshire.
We also in Precinct 4 have sandbags. I started this morning with some part-timers and some of my work release guys putting some sandbags together just in case if we need them or not. But you know, it's one of those situations. You never know what can happen.
And I know that Commissioner Weaver is off on the senior trip as a chaperone, but he will I know that Mike Trahan down at his precinct on Bitterbow Road at the airport, they also have sand, and we'll have that available in the event any of the people that live in Precinct 2 need any of that.
And we'll have some at Precinct 1 as well, out just west of China at our service center. We are probably on the highest point in Jefferson County, but there are lower areas in the surrounding area where flooding could take place. So we do have sandbags already filled and ready to be picked up.
What'd you say, Mr. Fountain? The Pine Island Bio had crested a few weeks ago at 21.6 feet?
21.98.
Well, they should be. And they're supposed to give us more updates on how. They said that on the state operations call that most of the rivers in Texas were back down to their base level, so that hopefully we won't run into a problem with them being able to drain, although they said that there is draining from the rivers that's still above normal at the coastline, so we'll watch that. Anything else without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.